understand the title is with the associates.
So thanks a lot, Anton. So I'm very happy to be here, and I want to thank Anton for having the idea of organizing this this meeting. So so the idea of I guess I want to explain this theory of LTV associators. And so to first I will review. So the subject of the conference is GRT, MCVs, and CFOs. So, this is an old subject, and now it's starting. It starts developing the elliptic direction. So, the idea is to review the genus zero story, and then to go to the genus one story. So, which is very similar, but there are some points of divergence and differences. So, I will review them. And also, in this elliptic story, there are some recent progress, which I will try to explain. So, after speaking, so let me start with a sketch of the genus zero theory. So, the basic picture is as follows. So, we have the KZ connection. Then we have this theory of associator. So we go from here to there. Then we have this MCVs. MCVs, now we are interested in relations for them, so you have associator type relations. And you also have a double shuffle. So there is a relation between them was understood also. So now you have the Lie algebras related with this story. So here you have the GRT Lie algebra. And here you have the double shuffle algebra, which also are related. And all this, so for this you have conjectures, so structure conjectures by Brodersen Kramer conjectures. And then you have a theory of motifs, so mixtape motifs. And mixtape motif says something about GRT. So it says that you have a free Lie algebra here. And this free Lie algebra injects into GRT thanks to mixtape motifs. So this is roughly the situation in genus zero. So let me put some names. So KZ connection is due to Knijik and the logic. So associator theory is due to Drinkheim. MZVs dates back to Zagier, so Euler. Then GRT is also Drinkheim, so. And this DS theory and double shuffle relation, so probably Zagier, and also formalized by Racinet. And here we should also put the name of Racinet.
We should put Ekan.
And
many years ago.
Now, the relation between these two things is due to Fourchon. And also here. The structure conjectures are due to Brodersen and Kramer, and then this relation between mixtape motifs and this is due to Brown. Well, this is it. So. Okay. So now. So let me present the picture in genus 1. So it's very similar in some respects, and there are some points of divergence. So in genus 1, you have, so here, let me put in the color. So in the elliptic KZ connection, so it gives rise to to elliptic associate curves. You have elliptic MZV, but the new feature is that you have a functional dependence. So this was numbers, but now these are functions. So functions of some variable tau, which is a complex number is about half plane.
What are functions of tau? All elliptic is functions of tau.
So elliptic MZVs are functions of tau. So.
Okay. And is it expected that we know all these guys that are on the board? Is it expected that we have to know all everything that is on the board already? Yes.
No. So this is just.
Yes.
Then I will review everything. So just is try to present the general picture. So these are functions of tau. So then you have so related algebra. So here elliptic associators. Here at the moment there are some attempts to understand what is here. So this will be the subject of next lecture by Leila. And also here there is a theory of mixed elliptic motives. And this theory is going to tell us something about this GRT. And this is ongoing work by Hein and Matsumoto. Also, there are here associator, so elliptic associator type relations. And here also, now there is some existing relations here, which could be a replacement for double Schaeffler relations, which are called phi relations, which are due to a guy called Mattes.
Sorry, what is the... What's written in red there above Mattes?
Phi relations.
Phi?
So phi, so you have a phi relations. So you have a quadratic relations existing between theta functions. So in theta function theory, and this guy phi defined, so constructed some relations, and these relations are going to be useful here. So this is basically. So here we want some names. So the names here for elliptic Kesey connection is Kanak, Ettinghoff and myself. For elliptic associators, it's myself and also here. And also here we should put the names of Brown and Levin. Here, this theory itself is due to Hein and Matsumoto. And this is it. So basically, this is the picture, and this is what I want to explain in 2 hours, more than less. So, it's basically so the picture, the political situation, or the scientific situation. So, if there are any questions on it.
For KZB, it should be around Racine et Levin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Racine et Levin. There is a paper by Brown Levin. And yeah, we should put the name of Brown Levin here. So that's probably it. Okay. So, also, so there are some applications which I don't mention, so also this theory applies to not invariants like conservation invariants and also in the elliptic case, so it does. So, like in the work by Philippe. So, so let me now start with presenting the material in genus 0. So, in genus 0, so we have this first, the Kesey connection. So it's a connection over a space of configuration points, of n points in C. So this is n distinct points in C. So uh, and with values in a bigger bundle. Principal bundle with VLCR with group some exp of some graded, so completely graded algebra TN hat, and TN is an explicitly presented algebra, so TN is presented by elements TIJ. Modular relations, and the relations are such that the following collection is going to be flat. So the collection, so D minus a sum over I different from J of Tij, D log of Zi plus J is flat. So we can say that this is a way of presenting this algebra. There are quadratic relations. So this connection is a fundamental connection for this space, so it gives formality proofs for this space. So we can write the relations after also the Tij. Equals Tj prime and Tij plus Tik commutes with Tjk for different indices, and then Tij commutator Tkl equals 0 for different indices. So then we get a modular representation. So this connection is equivalent, so you have an action of Sn over this. The algebra, so by permutation of indices, and also an action of Sn over this configuration space. And therefore you get a modular representation mod sub n from Bn of C, which is a pi 1 of Cfn over Sn, to x of Tn completed semi-direct product with Sn. So this is it. So the next step is you say, you want to express, so this representation is expresses in a transcendental way, and you want to express it algebraically in terms of some transcendental ingredient. So the fact is that there is a fact that this representation mod n is some algebraic formula of some purely transcendental transcendental thing, so which is a quasi associator of 2 pi I and phi kz. So let me first define what are these things. So 2 pi I, everybody knows what this is, and phi kz is some series. So phi kz is some element in the free algebra generated by 2 letters, and it's defined as the holonomy is the renormalized. Of the differential from 0 to 1 of the differential equation. Let's say G prime of Z equals A over Z plus B over Z minus 1 J actually also. Okay. So this is a particular, so it's a series in these two variables, and you can prove that provided the, so I'm going a little bit quickly, so monomial rotation has to be based on base points. So what is a monomial rotation? So you have to say here this equality is not completely correct. Here you want to write some base points. So in fact, you have to select special base points, and in fact, the base points that you are going to select are so-called asymptotic zones or tangential base points. Is the regime so where you are going to say that those points are every, all of them, let's say, close to 1 or to 0. Z1. And with a certain, with, let's say, different levels of coordinates are different with different possible with different. Levels of coordinates. So in fact, you have these different possible levels of closeness to zero. They define for you not just a one base point, but a base set. And then you have not a group rotation, but a groupoid rotation. So these are some details. And after this, and you can say that so this monomy really depends algebraically on this. And then an example for this. So if you take the condition of B as 3 of C, then you are going to represent the third generator as exponential of I pi C12 times the transposition 12 and C mat 2 times to phi k z at variables 2 pi I, C12 2 pi I. I'm sorry, not 2 pi, so C12 T to 3 X I pi T to 3 to 3 inverse in fact it is 3. I think it's this. So here you see that the representation expresses algebraically using phi kz and the number I times pi. And in fact, it's a general fact. So, so this explains so how associators are related to this elliptic kz connection. So, so this is just I didn't yet define the associator, just I defined one theorem. So one then defines the notion of associator. So what is an associator? So series in two variables which are going to say do the same job. So the series. Which is our series, so R. So which are going
So it's fine. The same conclusion. So it's theory such that if you replace here this pair by so it's just not just a series of pairs, let's say. A lambda of phi. So in C, also C. C also C. Which satisfies. So if you replace here 2 pi I phi by this pair, let's say mu phi, then the same conclusion will be true. And so these are going to be series which satisfy some conditions. And what are these conditions? So the right condition to impose, well, given by Greenfeld. And the formal definition is it's a set of pairs mu phi satisfying some collection of three conditions. So called the pentagon condition and the hexagon condition and the duality condition. So this takes place in exp of t4, and both take place in exp of t4. According to a result by Fourchot, one can get rid of these two positions. So this is a set of, so this is a special set. So if you say here that the elements are in C times C of AB, this is going to be the set of associators from M of C. And alternatively, if you impose that this pair is going to belong to some pair k times k of AB, where k is a Turing, this is going to be the set of associators defined over k. So in this way, you get a scheme of associators defined over k. How this relates with MZVs. So,
you don't assume non-zero.
In fact, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you define associate, in fact, well, you have to know, but then you have to say that.
Okay.
Of course, you define a subscheme. Defined by the condition that mu is on zero. Okay. So now, how all this connects with MZV? So. Multiple zeta values, so there are series, so defined by the following formula, so zeta of z1 of zk, sum over n1 sk, nk sk. And then they are defined for. It's a computation by conceiving. that this is also equal to a iterated integral. So iterated integral from 0 to 1 of we put omega 0 iterated sk minus 1 times omega 1. So
are you sure it's by Concievich? I think I first saw that in a paper by Len Murakami, but I'm not sure who.
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's usually actually. It's much before.
So it's he did not write it. But I think it was attributed by some people to him, but I don't remember exactly.
It can't be much before, just because of ages.
Yeah,
but
not much. Yeah.
Let's put the zone. So you iterate this S1 minus 1 times, I think. Yes, this came in this one. So this means iterated integrals, yes? All these circles mean iterated. So this equality allows you to prove that the phi kz expresses using this MDV.
One minus g on the z, you should change 1 minus g on the z. Right?
So you start at 0, no? So you start at 0, no?
This should be d log z, right?
D log z? Yeah, but you start at 0. So if you, for me, so here, so it depends on convention, but for me, if I write f1 circle, etc. Singular at zero.
So you should start from that. Right.
Yeah, so in with that convention we have to.
The last one should be 1 minus.
Yeah. Okay, in that, well, with the opposing convention. So. So this, in fact, gives you a connection between phi kz and MZV. So this connection was first written, in fact, by Len Murakami. So based on this equality. So. And it tells you that this phi kz is going to be equal to the sum over n greater than 0, the sum of zeta of S1 Sk, such S1 Sk. And then you are going to write B to the Sk minus 1, A, etc. B. Well, in fact, let's make it so A, B. So something, well, up to conventions, but B, A, B. Plus terms in A and this algebra and this algebra tells me. So these are explicit terms. Yeah?
Sorry to say, maybe it's a minus 1 to K.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a strict inequality in the definition of zeta.
Mm-hmm.
In the definition of
upper. Ah, yeah. Okay. So, in fact, this connection tells you that relations between associators will give you relations between MZVs. So, in fact, the point is that in fact, you have the point is that phi k z, so as we said, so 2 pi I phi k z belongs to M of C. So it means that it satisfies the pentagon relation. And this is not obvious. In fact, so this is a result of an analytic computation, so it has an analytic argument. Based on the KZ connection. Okay. So this analytic argument tells you that this element satisfies this pentagon relation. And then using this equality, this tells you that zeta numbers satisfy some relations. So all these requests together with this, the MZVs satisfy associator type. One connection between associators and MZVs. In fact, so people studying MZVs for themselves also found other systems of relations. So independently of this theory. So the so-called double shuffle relations. So a prototype of double shuffle relations. So double shuffle relations. So other relations. So to explain double shuffle relations, in fact, one has to rely on this equality. So in fact, it's known that iterated integrals satisfy shuffle relations. So this gives you a set of relations between MZVs.
This is actually not independent of associators. I mean, it's just the fact that associators are group-like.
Yeah, it's not completely independent. And the second thing is that, in fact, these are also iterated sums. And iterated sums satisfy what is called a Stoffel relation. So iterated sums satisfy Stoffel relations, and then a second set of relations between MZVs. So what are Stoffel relations? The prototype is, if you take so zeta of A and zeta of B, is zeta of A comma B plus zeta of B comma A plus zeta of A comma B. So I think that I explained the link between these three things. So now, and also these relations and these relations. Okay. So as I said, these two sets of relations are not independent. And it was Bouchon who proved that these relations imply those relations. Here you have a multiplication map. Now, let me go to this part, so the symmetric group part, or here's the problem. What are symmetries? So in fact, the set of associators, so M of K, turns out to have a categorical interpretation. So for this you need the notion of braided monoidal categories and infinitesimal braided monoidal categories. So realize. Some group, so it has a well, which has a Lie structure then belongs to this Lie algebra. You know, say the Txy belongs to a Lie as U x times y, which is U x times y, U of some object is the subgroup in of objects. So you have to say something. So. Okay. So how does it work? So you have explicit formula. So in fact, you are going to take a pair lambda phi, or mu phi, to the following. So if you start with an IBM C, C, tensor product, etc., you will take it to C, tensor product, some beta xy, which is going to be x mu over 2 txy times cxy, which is this evolutive bonding thing. And this a xyz is going to be phi of txy and tyz inverse. A x y z phi of t x y t y z. So this is shorthand for t x y times 1, and a x y z inverse 1 times t y z a x y z. Okay, so this is a way of constructing from some infinitesimal category, some new category. Well, and in fact, you want to think that these two sets are close to each other. So in fact, infinitesimal is, well, defined over K, and BMCs is just by themselves. So, but then you want to think that you can linearize BMCs and replace them by some kind of multipotent versions. And then you say the following.
You take in a conjugate here.
You just have to take the translate, I think. To define the x, y, z. So just the translate of it.
A times c. Not the conjugate.
Not the conjugate, to remove one.
You have it only. I have to conjugate this one, not this one. Huh?
No, I mean, no need to take the conjugate, but just the translate of x.
Ah! The point is that now in this set of functors from 1, so in fact, on this set of functors from 1, a set of categories to the other, so naturally add two groups, one which is the automorphism group of the set of BMCs, and then the automorphism group of the set of IBMCs. So this is going to so you have this group acting. So if you want to, if you express explicitly what these groups are, so you can do that. And this is a group which is called GRT, which is a semi-direct product of by the multiplicative group of another group called GRT1, which is unipotent and exponential of its Lie algebra. And this is a graded algebra. And here, I'm sorry, so it's... so it's the other way. So
yes.
This
is it. Yes.
And this group, in fact, as it is here, it's a group, so it's a group GT. So as it is here, so if you don't impose, so if you don't complete the categories here, this group is very small, so it's just Z over 2. Corresponds to replacing breeding by the inverse breeding. And then if you enlarge, so if you restrict the set of categories that you consider, so you impose at the set of isomorphisms have L group structures, or when you put on group structures, then in that case, the set of automorphisms do enlarge. And then this group gets included into some more interesting group, which is, so this is a group scheme. And this is contained in the set of Q points of group scheme GT of Q, and GT of Q is has an analog, so G, and the scheme GT is has an analogous structure, so it's actually isomorphic to the structure of GRT. So this is also GT1, which is a filter, the algebra, which is non-canonically isomorphic to the GRT1. So, and in this way you can prove that M of K, so this set of associators, in fact, bit or so over these two groups. So M of K. Over these two groups, these two isomorphic groups, so GT. So here there is a torsor, and there is a nice interpretation of this torsor, so categorical. On the other hand, it's interesting that the set of double shelf relations also has a torsor structure. This is a result of Bressinet, and this structure, I must say, so I don't understand very well the nature of it. So. But it's a fact that. Called the double shuffle in English, so DS. So it can be defined combinatorially, so the structure says it's a set of elements of psi in the form of the algebra in two variables A and B, such that psi is also primitive when expressed in terms of new variables, which are A to the K, B, where K is greater than C. So this is, in fact, so it's not obvious that this is a Lie algebra. Also, this is not a Lie algebra for the standard bracket, you have to change the bracket. And it's not obvious that this Lie algebra is going to act on this scheme, and all this is going to be orthodox. All these are non-trivial results by Racine. And these results are completely parallel to the results in the associator case, where all these results there are completely natural. So it's also a result of the Kourouchos and the graph here, GR in inclusion, from GRT to GRS. So this is it. So this is as much for this survey over genus zero. So the recent development that I didn't touch is relation with mistake motives. So let me just say that this Lie algebra GRT, so in fact, it measures exactly the size of the set of relations associators because you have this tensor structure. Therefore, it's important to compute the size of this the algebra GRT. And there is a conjecture that the GRT should be freely generated in a certain number of generators. And this theory of mixed state motives tells you that certain generators are free within GRT. So this is it for genus zero. So should we do a poll now?
Yeah, it's a good idea to have a at this point. Okay, thanks a lot. Are there any questions at this point? If not, I suggest let's have a 10-minute break. Mm-hmm.